Now, you're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, and this is Brenda Dunn with you. Delighted to be back. That was a listen from the Vards, and with that in mind, we have a very interesting story now to share with you, and I'm delighted to be chatting to Reverend John Purdy. And John is the Methodist representative on the Eco Congregation Ireland Committee. John, you're very welcome to Religion Matters. Good morning.
Thank you very much. It's great to be joining you on this Sunday morning.
Yes, and I can't believe it's the last Sunday of August. Where has the time gone at all?
It is frightening that the holidays are over and most of the kids are back to school, and if not, they'll be starting tomorrow morning.
Exactly, and I think there's a lot of parents and grandparents and guardians out there breathing a sigh of relief that there's a bit of routine back in homes, and I'm certainly say amen to that.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to chat to you a little bit because I know some of our listeners are aware of Eco Congregation, but you might just, by way of an introduction, tell us a little bit about what Eco Congregation is.
Eco Congregation Ireland is an organisation that kind of brings together churches and faith communities who kind of hold the environment and God's creation as something special. And we come from different church traditions, from the Catholic Church, the Church of Ireland, the Presbyterian, the Methodist, and the Quakers, and we're open to other churches as well. And we just celebrate what God gives us. And at this time of year, whenever we've had a good summer and the harvest in this part of the world has come in, we give thanks for all the good food that we have on our tables and the Sunday lunches that we will enjoy.
Yeah. Now, I know that you're currently based in Donegal, originally from County Tyrone, but you, when you were based in Clonakilty Methodist Church, your church was the first to receive one of the Eco Congregation Ireland Awards. So you're familiar with, I suppose, the work of Eco Congregation from the ground up, so to speak.
Yes. While I was minister down in West Cork for a number of years, there were folks who were moving into West Cork seeking the green fringe of Europe, and they came in wanting to be environmentally sustainable. And there were others in the churches, in small rural churches, who were struggling on family farms and perhaps saw the environmental regulations as a threat. And as a minister, I tried to see if there was any common ground. And one of the ways of doing that was the Eco Congregation scheme that allowed prayers and reflections on harvest, on farming, to be brought into the liturgy on a Sunday, and allowed practical steps of considering what light bulbs, how energy efficient our buildings were, what we're teaching young people about valuing good food, and all that came together. And the congregation worked hard and made some changes, and we were awarded, or Clonakilty Methodist Church were awarded, Ireland's first Eco Congregation Award. And
yeah,
that has been repeated in different parishes
mm-hmm.
across the country since.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and we have had Fiona has been in with us before chatting about it. Now, officially creation time starts tomorrow, and just maybe explain to us a little bit about what exactly creation time is and when it runs until.
Yeah, creation time begins tomorrow and runs through until the Feast of St. Francis on the 4th of October. And the idea, I believe, came from the Orthodox tradition. And the Orthodox churches started celebrating this back in 1989. And through involvement in ecumenical links, that idea was picked up by the World Council of Churches and others. And here in Ireland, all the mainstream churches are promoting this, that we celebrate creation and give thanks for the harvest that has taken place, and think maybe about the world we're living in and some of the pressures and stresses on that world.
And often it's the people who have never, I suppose, benefited from the boom in other parts of the world. Often it's the people in the poorest parts of the world, in the developing parts of the world, who suffer most from the excesses of the West, for example.
Yes, we celebrate maybe over-celebrate the fact that we have cheap food on our supermarket shelves, but we don't think about the cost that that has for families in other parts of the world who are maybe under pressure or not able to feed themselves because they're not getting a fair price for what they produce. And multinationals coming in and trying to grab land and trying to make money out of the food business.
Now, there's a different theme for Creation Time, and this year's theme ties in with the, I suppose it's the fact that 2014 was designated the UN International Year of Family Farming. What is the theme that that Creation Time is focusing on this year?
The theme is God, whose farm is all creation. And I think that's taken from the hymn writer John Arlott, who wrote a hymn on that theme. And it reminds us, as does the International Year of Family Farming, that it is small family farms are so important. And in terms of global food production, it isn't big business, it is still family farms. And here I've been in West Limerick and in West Cork and now in West Donegal, and it is still the small family farms that are producing most of the food in those areas.
Yeah, and obviously the small family farms, I mean, they're constantly under threat because of immigration, because of all sorts of, rules and regulations that maybe don't reflect the local, the local areas and that. So it is very, very important theme, I think, for us to focus on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stresses in small farms. The stress of young people trying to find employment off the farm. There are many farms that don't have enough acres and enough income that farming can be the sole source of income for the family. And it's trying to find jobs that allow the farming alongside maybe another income stream. And the young people for many years weren't going off to agricultural college and weren't seeing a future in farming at all. And the farming population has got older and older. And there's many farmers beyond retirement age who would love to pass the farm on, but no one to pass it on to.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge, huge issue. Now, of course, Creation Time, while you have chosen that theme, it is a very practical time in which, I suppose, churches can refocus and encourage people to look at a holistic environmental approach to everything that's done, like from worship to lifestyle, property, you know, children's youth work, community. What were some of the practical things that you did in your church in Clonakilty that led to you winning the first Eco-Congregation Ireland Award?
Some of the practical things. We changed the kind of washing up liquid in the toilet paper to more environmentally friendly brands. We embraced fair trade. Clonakilty was also Ireland's first fair trade town. And the tea and the coffee that we had after services and the chocolate biscuits that kept the minister happy in the pulpit were all changed to be fair trade. In replacing heating systems and having light, instead of turning on big electric lights, there was solar charged lights that helped the organist to see maybe it was a slightly cloudy morning and that part of the church wasn't as bright. She had a light that wouldn't mean all the big lights were on in the church.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of waste ground out the back of the church that nobody knew what to do with. And that was turned into a lovely garden for Montessori School, who were using the hall beside the church. And under the advice of some of the more senior ladies in the congregation, they were talking about planting a tree or two. And whenever there were special celebrations, a native species a tree was planted as a way of marking and enhancing the garden. And so step by step, what was a derelict rubble space at the back of the church was turned into an area where the congregation and the community could celebrate together.
So very, very practical, very ordinary, everyday things that changes that all of us can make. Listen, it's been fascinating to chat to you. I know there's wonderful resources for this and they're available on the Eco Congregation Ireland website. I might just give out that website address. It's www.ecocongregationireland.com. Reverend John, it's been a pleasure to chat to you this morning on Religion Matters. Best of luck with the promotion of Creation Time, and I'm sure we'll chat to you again soon.